जय
Today, I have been so fortunate to meet with you all, the devotees, honorable gentlemen, ladies, and the children here in this place. Here stands the child from our Sri Krishna Sarasvata Sevashram. The devotee is also coming and arranging for the chanting holy name of Lord. Overflowing the Krishna consciousness now all over the world by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, grace of Bhagavan Bhaktisiddhanta Sakti Goswami Thakur and his dear Lord Prithasu, Srila Guru Maharaj, and mainly Prabhupada, Srila Eti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He make arrangement for all of us to chant the holy name of the Lord. In this age of Kali Yuga, Hare Nama Iva Kevala. This is the prescription given Ved Vedanta, Upanishads, all the scriptures, the chanting the holy name. All the prescription in this age of Kali Yuga, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevala. If we can connect through this transcendental vibration form of Lord, Harinam, connect to the transcendental service world, we will get everything, joy, ecstasy, love, charm, beautiful, what is existing within that transcendental world, completely different from this material or mundane world. We are living here the plane of exploitation, but here who will give the plane of dedication, whom should be conditioned souls, only can give Lord Himself and His dear Lord associates, they can give it. We are now civilized by material science, and we know which way we can connect with all over the world through ether. We have got much experience. We can connect in this world everywhere, maybe over this world, the universes. Through ether we are doing that. But this arrangement made Krishna Himself in the form of Guru, the mantra, the chant, the mantra, you will get connection with transcendental world. Completely different from is an environment.
Here, everyone wants to exploit to others or for the enjoyment of the conditioned soul, very much hankered and trying so many ways to satisfy their own selves, but they cannot cross this birth and death, happiness or sadness, what is existing always with us. But through the transcendental vibration form of Lord Harinam, we can connect with that transcendental service world, and all our greed and all wealth, all the satisfaction for our spiritual existed in that transcendental world through the service to Lord. Here we want to enjoy, but not possible within this world to enjoy with our own self or with others. What we are getting, something light of enjoyment, but it is immediate disappearing by the illusory environment, and we are suffering so much. For the time being, some light coming and that light disappearing. The whole world is suffering this way. And we know anyway we cannot cross this wave, birth and death in this material world. We can try so many ways, but crossing this environment is impossible. Only we can cross this universe and illusory environment to make connection with that Goloka Vrindavan as well as Vaikuntha Loka, which is manifested in the form of transcendental. In this mundane world also, we can feel it. Through chanting the holy name of Lord, Lord Himself mercifully appears in this age of Kali Yuga. 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He appeared, who is non-dependent form of Krishna, and He told Jamai this attempt, it will be thrown and it will be overflowed all over the world. Pridhivite Asijapra Nagarani Ram Sarvastra Pachar Haive Mor Naam. Everyone will get connection if sincerely they will try to chant the holy name of Lord. You know and you heard it, Krishna, He is attracting all the conditioned souls through His beauty, His charm, His love, His ecstasy, His divine pastimes. Attracting the conditioned souls and giving that ecstasy through that Mahamantra, and taking everyone in his transcendental service world and giving that divine service to him, to Lord. The chanting the holy name, not only this age, and not only for the time being, from the age of the Vedic manifestation in the form of book or in the form of song, Shruti Mantra, from first time the manifestation of the holy name as mantra, we can see in the scriptures, in Brahma Sangita, there it is expressed the Krishna himself as a guru. He advised and he given that mantra to Brahma. And Brahma, with that mantra, have got creation power, and he created so many things in the material world. But he also given this mantra for the rescuing the conditioned soul to Narayana Goswami and others. And this way, through preceptorial line, come down this mantra up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, we can see this Mahamantra widely chanted Srila Haridas Thakur and other devotees. But as a Yuga-avatar, incarnation of this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu widely distributed this Mahamantra. Mahamantra means all mantras the best. So many mantras in the Vedas. But in this age of Kali, this is very appropriate for conditioned souls. Because they cannot meditate properly, they cannot do fire sacrifice properly, they cannot do the archan puja, worship properly in this age, always quarter age, and getting too much obstructions for the spiritual practicing life. But with this holy name, we are telling holy means can rescue everyone and can give joy which is existing within us. That manifested that joy in the heart of everyone if without offense we chant this holy name. This arrangement happened long time ago, but after that it was hidden, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he arranged to distribute this Mahamantra by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over India, and arranged to give this world. His many disciples first tried, but not they were so much successful. Something they have got hope, but Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by order of his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he alone found
in this Western world and try to fulfill the desire of Srimad Mahaprabhu and his Gurudev, and successfully he given this Mahamantra all over the world. I am so fortunate that I have got chance to see that. Srila Prabhupada wants to take me. 2-3 times he proposed me, "Oh Govinda Maharaj, you come with me and you will see what's going on." All what you want. But that time I was busily engaged with the service of Srila Guru Maharaj, especially his nourishment, for his physical nourishment. I cannot come out. He is showing these things. And I am busily engaged for his personal value. Then I cannot come out. But they have grace. Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj is merciful grace attracted and bought me. This is, you heard, 12 times out from India I come. And I have seen every hayat, even Russia, Hungary, Poland, etc. So many countries, Germany, and especially America, South America, Brazil, etc. I am going this time also to Brazil. This time my actual program was in Brazil. And in the way to Brazil, I am here by the grace of the Vaishnavas and the devotees. But actually, Srila Prabhupada made a nice channel for us to develop the ego of this material world, especially in the Western country, and given entrance for more and more service. And this type of service everyone not will get, but by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and Saraswati Thakur, I have got that opportunity to meet with you all, and I am very happy to see that you were, before entering in this hall, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then what advice I shall give you? You already initiated with this Mahamantra. You already feeling this. It is not shared matter. When we will get this mantra from Gurudev, we will get the real seed of transcendental ecstasy and joy. That is the mantra. Mananatayati iti mantra. Through meditation, through chanting, this can give the pure and the transcendental light, and can make lighten the whole world with that. And Vishwamudra Sukhayate. When no happiness, there all happiness will come through chanting the Mahamantra, Harinam and Kirtan. Madhu Jagat Jane, now all over the world they are chanting this Mahamantra in front of Kremlin. I was present and I have seen
Also with so many devotees, we also chanted. And today, I have seen some video film that you, many, was present in the procession, and they have the holy name of Lord chanting within that procession. We do not know what is freedom festival of India or not. We don't care for that. But we want to get some opportunity to distribute the holy name of Lord to the gathering. Somewhere they gather and they are trying to enjoy with some festival. But we are taking opportunity. And you all the devotees taking that opportunity to distribute the holy name of Lord Dhyana. Srivad Janardhan Maharaj given a lead with other devotees. And I was surprised when I tried to realize, is it America or is it India? In Navadvip Dham Parikrama, there are thousands of devotees, they are doing parikrama this way. But here is road showing it is America. But procession not showing that, procession showing this is Navadvip Dham. This way, I have got some feelings. It is come by the grace of the devotee of Krishna, and you all very fortunate that anyway you have got the association or connection from Guru Maharaj, through Guru Maharaj, and mainly Srila Prabhupada, as if Bhaktivedanta Swami connected you all. Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada was very close friend. I have the opportunity to stay with them a few years in Calcutta. And he was my teacher also, Srila Prabhupada. Guru Maharaj giving in his hand to teach me Srimad Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures also. But this type of experience, not only experience, this type of fortune unexpectedly come to me. I am thinking that because they want to take me out from India, and that fortune broke that day, and today, as a fruit, we are getting association of you all. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama is a Kevalam. Mahaprabhu said to Prakashananda Saraswati, he was the great teacher in Benares to all the same truth. He questioned to Mahaprabhu, why you are dancing and chanting this holy name? You meditate with us and think about Brahma and read the Vedanta Darshan. But Mahaprabhu said, my Gurudev said, you are foolish. What you read Vedanta Darshan and other scriptures. But it is not necessary. It is said of Kali Yuga, given proper result within that holy name of Lord. And all scriptures said like this. Now why you read a ocean of scriptures? Not necessary, ocean full scripture to read. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. and I am chanting this Mahamantra, and I have got the association of Lord Krishna and ecstasy of Lord Krishna praying, then I am happy with this, what necessary more. And Tukasananda Saraswati Hoyin has seen his mood of chanting and Krishna pain in his body. Saraswati was very stunned and he thinks that this is necessary for me. Why I am in this chair of Paramahansa? It is only show for others. Then Prakashananda Saraswati fell down in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and told, give me the Harinam. It is descending from Goloka Vrindavan and necessary to take from the proper channel. And then it must be fruitful for everyone in this age of Kali Yuga. And that is the life goal. Here we are suffering, we know that it's not the end. And it is like prison house for everyone. But actually, this transcendental world is our home. And they are living, Lord, with his paraphernalia and associates, and we have their space for enjoy with Lord. And enjoyment comes through service there. Here enjoyment comes through exploitation. But there enjoyment coming through service to Lord. And that's not same with this world. And Krishna says, Jagatta Nani Vatanti Sanhava Paramahama. Once if we can enter there, not necessary to come back in this material world. In this mortal world.
Yes.
While Janma Mrittu Jara Vyadhi. My English is not so clear. And I am always touching the word English and disturbing it, no doubt, to me. But you are all qualified and already you are enlightened by Krishna consciousness. What can I say to you? And what is necessary for life? That life you have got, shining bulb, come into the world in the form of Prabhupada, as you know, Vedanta Swami, and also so many ways. Srila Guru Maharaj bestowed his mercy to the conditioned souls. And Prabhupada himself, he told Srila Sridhar Maharaj is my Shiksha Guru. Then here is no question what is related with them. With Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. Many times when he is coming out from India and going back to India, first going to Srila Guru Maharaj and giving report. And he not was very satisfied to give that report because he himself expressing and sometimes he is hiding something. And for that he told me, Govinda Maharaj, you come with me and you will see and you will give report to Srila Maharaj. And he wrote one letter, many letters, but I lose many letters, but few letters with me also. There his experience, he is telling and that experience more wide way I have got. He wrote with the tears and the
rose.
Chokher Jale, he wrote in Bengali. Chokher Jale ebong Golap Phule era je bhabe amake receive kore tumi na dekhle bishwas korte parbe na. You cannot believe which way they are receiving me with their tears and flowers. That experience also, by His grace, I have got so many in so many countries. Then I have no doubt, but chanting the holy names, they are obstacles, same kinds of offenses. Not to make that and avoid that offenses and chant that holy name, you must be happy. You will feel when someone will take food, he will feel his belly going full, his mental scrummy, hankering, going out, and strength coming in the body. Then, without offense, this holy name, when you will chant, you also feel it. And here is no doubt. The scripture said or not to say, that is not a question. The question is, do you get it or not? Do you try to get? Then you will see, you will get or not. Make your own self as a good receiver. Then you will can feel everything. And without often chanting the holy name, you can make your own self as a good receiver also. Mahaprabhu said, Chetu Dharpanam Archanam. The mind polluted by illusory environment, the mind can make clear to chant the holy name. Chetu Dharpanam Archanam. What disturbance always disturbing us, Shubh, Dukh, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, that all will go out. Happiness, sadness, birth, death, this way will go out from me, and I must join in the way of the transcendental world. Ecstatic ways. Sriya Khairava Chandrika Vitarana Vidyava Bhujivana Vidyasaya Mahaprabhu given 8 slokas to us for glorification of Harina Mahamantra. And He given that process. That process we must follow. Otherwise, it is not will come proper way and easy. That is Dhanava Vishunichena Taroriva Shaisnuna Amanina Mahadeva Kirtanina Sarasa. Be tolerant, be humble and give honor to others and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is Mahaprabhu's prescription in Jaisals of Kali Yuga. 4 A's, Satya Yuga, Tripa-yug, Dapur-yug and Kali-yug. In the Satya-yug, that age, meditation is the proper prescription for the conditioned soul. Meditation of the Lord. Tripa-yug, their fire sacrifice is the best process to get the association of Lord. In Dapur-yug, the worshipping orchard is the great process. But in the Kali-yug, here not possible to do that 3 things. And for that, Lord giving His full power in the name Mahaprabhu said it, the Namnamakari Bhudar is a Sarva Shakti Saptasita. You've given full power within your holiness and can rescue from very down level and take to them in transcendental service world. Mahaprabhu said, but with humility, tolerate and give it honor to others, follow this process and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and be happy. And this is how to tell so many things. What is required for everyone that is chanting the holy name? This process also in other religions we will see. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra has some speciality. They are born of Lord with his full power existing within this name. Radha Krishna, both will take form in the heart and we will get their serviceful, all service and relationship with them. This is the prescription of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what can I say more? You already enlightened by Krishna consciousness and come and chant this holy mantra, holy name, and give opportunity to me for chanting with you all. Yes, if you have any questions, can do now. We have time. Short question is good.
Is this land also holy? Is this land also sacred? Because they are here, because you have come, all the Vaishnavas are here.
Is this land, we've heard numbers.
I have never been to India.
Oh yes, I understand now.
Yeah.
I told just a few minutes ago, I am feeling, I am seeing in the video, the Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Actually, I, the devotees are chanting the holy name. They are coming all auspiciousness and whole abode of Lord. It can manifest there. Once a letter of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada sent to me, and he wrote in his letter, Yoga Govinda Maharaj, my health is not well, and two times already heart attack happened, but I want to die in Vrindavan Dham. You ask to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, I don't want to discharge him, you ask time when you will get proper time. Yeah, I want to die in Vrindavan. But here I have so many seva. So what shall I do? I shall go back to Vrindavan?
Service.
Huh?
Have so much service.
Yes. I shall go back to Vrindavan or I shall stay here. Then I asked Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj smiled. And he told her that Swami Maharaj will leave Vrindavan will appear there. Then not necessary to come Vrindavan. When time will come, he will get the Vrindavan Dham. I believe it, then you write him that letter of the publish, maybe from his court. I have got from his court. I will lose that letter. Later, I have got it back. Anyhow, the devotees are chanting the holy name of Lord. There everything appearing. And Vrindavan, there also you see this art. And America, there also you see art. But it is existing within consciousness. Then, if your consciousness is clear, Vrindavan will appear, Holy Dham will appear to you, and by the grace of Guru Maharaj, I have sent today the Navadvip Dham Parikrama in video film. Then, it is our good fortune that we offer ourselves to Lord Krishna and he will arrange everything. If you have some hankering to see, you must get chance to go to this material world, in this material to Vrindavan Navadvip. But if not, there is no difficulty. It will appear in your heart and you will see here and all is auspiciousness will come that place where the devotees are chanting your holy name. And Krishna himself said in the scriptures, Naham Tishtami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hidaye Nacha Madhvakta Yatra Gayanti Tatra Tishtami Narada. Bhagavan had living. Yeah, that is Vrindavan Dham. And Krishna himself told, my devotee, by chanting my holy name, I am always present there. I am not living in Vaikuntha, I am not living in the heart of Jodi, but permanently I am living with my devotee. Then be devotee of Sri Krishna, everything will appear in front of you and you will feel it is a matter of feeling and that feeling will come to you by the grace of Lord Krishna. Yes?
My question is, we look around the world and we see all the difficulties that the problem of living in this world. And we can't seem to find a direction with our lives. We have all this technology, we have all this television, internet, and people become very addicted. And we think there's an answer lies in all this technology. And we seem to be getting more lost, and so fast, it's overwhelming us. And we seem to be in more trouble with our lives now than ever before. And I'd like to hear what you have to say about all this technology that's supposed to save man, and I think it's creating more misery.
Thank you.
We're becoming more and more lost, more and more dependent on technology. Supposedly technology to make life go better or faster or whatever, but it seems like it's making the world more troubled, technology. And he's saying, what is your view on this? What?
Yes, I am giving sometimes the example of this technology in this world and what we are getting, it is helping us if we can use it in favor of Krishna consciousness. Now I am talking by my, through my microphone and it is giving expansion of my sound and everyone hearing me. But what is existing in this world that power also coming from Lord. Lord has two kinds of power. One is Chit-Sakti, means
divine potency.
Divine potency, transcendental divine potency. And Jiva-Sakti
means living beings.
Living beings coming out always. And the Maya-Sakti means shadow potency of Lord. That we are living within that shadow potency of Lord. And there happening this we are discovering so many things.
Within
this illusory environment. And this electric light not was before, but now electric light comes. Electricity we cannot generate before. Now we can generate electricity. But with all this specific type of knowledge, what Veda is giving to us now, we can use everything for the service to Lord, and we will be benefited through that. But in this material world, it is true, our lifestyle going so critical position, it is very truthful. Before, what was in India, the Indians, they are making some cloth and by hand, and they are wearing that cloth. Gandhiji, he wants to go back in that world. Gandhiji said, the scientist world giving always us some critical, troubleful position taking us. This, the Kolkata, what is it?
Factories.
The, so many factories, different type of products coming from that factory. And that giving us so much trouble for collecting that factory product. We are making ourselves more and more busy. The money is the media, then we are always engaging ourselves for collecting the money, and we are thinking we will get happiness. People was in tobacco, they are taking some the leaf of tobacco. But after it's come as a cigarette, but all giving trouble to us, that everything coming through exploitation and reaction always will come to us. Newton was a big scientist. His third law in science, the to everything there is required and opposite reaction. We are living within this reactionary world, then reaction comes to us. Science may can discover so many things, but if we cannot use that properly, that will be cause for our living the style of disturbance. It will come my English is not clear.
It will be the cause of our disturbance in our life.
Yes. And it's happening. Now, people cannot sleep properly, but before they are sleeping so nicely. In 50 years ago, I have some experience. We are doing so much work. And when we are going to bed, immediately we are getting sleep. And no problem comes. But now I heard The people sometimes sleeping in the daytime, but at night time they are not sleeping. Today I'll have it. And then all the product of science taking us the uneasy and troubleful life. It is true. But also karma and bhakti. Externally looking very same. But bhakti, what we will offer to the Lord, and our dedication given the proper result through this devotion. And karma given reaction. The all production coming through time and production coming from the factory. But if we can use it not for our purpose, but service to our Lord, good result, always we will get through that. Otherwise, plane of exploitation, we cannot avoid, and reaction must come to us and take us our service. This is scientist days, but taken sleep from our eyes and polluted our mind varieties of way. Here in America I am seeing a very young boy and a young girl. They have no feeling about their youth. They are chanting, dancing, doing something with that, then they are becoming sometimes a hippie. And not only that, someone told me, yeah, I have got super sensitive, but one 28 or 30 years boy is very shy to ask marriage life to their father mother. Still it is in India, in village, town, village, not town, in the village. Aged boy, he wants to marry, but cannot say to father mother, I want. And father mother, he will ask, now let us send to marriage to you, marriage for you. And he will say, no, no, not necessary now, where I am, okay, okay. Very shy to tell. But in this Western world, we are seeing, they finish all their experience. And now they have some hankering for new something. And for that, they attracted Krishna consciousness also. This is very good for them. I am praising the Western world's lifestyle. And why I praise it? They have some free choice. They have got, through their lifestyle, they have seen many things, and they have not got any substance in their material life. Then they are searching something. Why they are becoming hippie? Hippie means not bad. They not like this general style of living. They want to make some new something. Somebody hop. I have seen in Karikala, I have seen in Karikala also. He had one dream. And every day we are coming, for here to Krishna consciousness, and we are alerted by the Krishna consciousness, and they think an immediate. Also I have seen one girl, very looking very she got it very nice, but looking very ugly. Yes. And here also terrible. But every day he's coming and sitting in front of me, not talking one word, only the idea. And I'm seeing every day he's coming, smiling and sitting and yelling and going and taking for silence in the morgue. When I was in Australia, that time every day festival happening, we are also like that. But one day, she followed me, and I was giving initiation, and she looked at me. And hearing, then after the initiation, I come out and sit in my chair, and again she come and sit there. And I see very happy there, her face showing she is very happy to see this. Then I ask, why you are not taking initiation? You have natural Vaishnava, I am seeing. And she was very much enlightened with that word, and she told, will you give your initiation to me? I go, why not? Everyone is qualified. And I'm seeing you are qualified. Every day you are sitting and here. What shall I do now? I told, first clean your external form. And come to me, I shall initiate you. And that there was Madhusudan Prabhu's wife, was named Sunanda Devi. And she told, I shall give you sari, and wearing sari, everything I shall give you will come with me. And she got and saved, full saved, and changed her, that ugly dress, and come to me. But she is not ugly, actually. Mentally she is much,
elevated. Exalted.
Developed. Mentally much developed in religion. But externally frustrated. Then he did not care anything. And showing as a hippie. But in hippie means inside their substance. They hated this culture. And random they are going. What is value of your culture? And so much, as he was with Amusami, he first disciple he was with. I heard from him. And not only that, from many where he collected his devotees. And now you know he's called now how big in this world. But there are maybe 60% come from that group. That this is the lifestyle of this material world. They not like. And like this, also will not like it. But what will it do? This chair from person being come. And this trouble, why coming? Come the lifestyle. We are sitting always in the ground, and our bed always hard bed. But here I cannot sleep in my bed. Here also they make for me a hard bed. But where I am going, they are big mattress. They are giving. They are thinking I will be very happy. But finally, what I am doing? I am closing my door and taking that bed. Otherwise, my children not will come. This is the gift of this material world, production. luxury is coming and it is luxury or not, that also I do not know what kind of luxury is. The food cannot enjoy it that way. This empire is good and bad. The discovery giving us so good things and also discovery can destroy us, like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's also one kind of science discovery, the atom bomb, and that when thrown into Hiroshima or Nagasaki, they have destroyed so many things. But all the material things have property to make good and bad. And if we will use that for the good purpose, good result will come to us, and real good things, real good, real goodness, we can see only in the God. And when we tried to write English letters in our childhood, first we are writing God is good. First written, God is good. Then in society we are writing Guram Mujasa, but English says God is good. All goodness is God. We know that. And from childhood,